Ephemera. An excerpt from a work entitled On Press Printing, A New Beginning by research scholar Christopher Wolfe, submitted to the Artifacts Magnus for peer review and brought by him to the curators of the library, marked as seditious content and sent to the Black Archives by order of the Archivist Magister for his eyes only. Foundation built in those early days, when the library was at its most vulnerable, was flawed by one thing: the relative scarcity of the obscurists themselves. It is a skill which can be taught only to a point, and then there must be a real spark of talent with which to bring the alchemical theories into active life. Fewer of these rare, bright talents are born now than ever before, and even within the Iron Tower itself there is a growing knowledge that so few obscurists cannot long sustain the massive burden of the library, which calls on them for mirroring, for translation of books, objects, and even people, and for many more similar demands. Without the obscurists, the library falls, unless another method of purely mechanical duplication of knowledge is put in place. I propose the immediate and widespread use of a device I call a press printer, which uses a system of movable letters that may be arranged into any grouping to form words, lines, and pages of text. Once inked, these letters are then pressed by means of a mechanical arm upon an individual sheet, which may then be bound up into books. By this means, we can distribute the knowledge of the library in reproduced form endlessly, in a way that removes the burden from the fragile shoulders of the obscurists. I have included full schematics of this press printer and a sample page produced from the prototype device. I look forward to demonstrating this device to you at your convenience. An annotation from the Artifacts Magnus to the document. The pernicious heresy that began with Gutenberg once again appears among us, as if some great and sinister force insists on destroying the greatest institution of learning humankind has ever known. That it should spring from the mind of one of our most valuable and well-regarded scholars, one so closely connected to the Iron Tower itself, makes it even more disturbing. As with Gutenberg and all others who have followed, we must destroy this heresy immediately and completely. We have no choice. A following annotation from the Obscurus Magnus to the document. The work that Scholar Wolfe has done must be destroyed. There is no question of it, but I cannot and will not agree to the destruction of the man himself. All his research, even that unrelated to this heresy, can be interdicted from the Codex and sent to the Black Archives. He can be effectively erased without the need of his death. He should be taken to a place of questioning and there made to see the error of his beliefs. Once he has been so instructed, he may then be useful to the library again, but only under the close and constant watch of the Artifacts Magnus. He must, of course, be made to understand that this extraordinary mercy will not come again, and he lives on the sufferance of the archivist and curators. I leave this in your hands, Artifacts.